of the places he's going to be going at around about lunchtime today is the National Ice Centre to find out all about the special project there, to tell you about that project and about the visit itself. Matt Bradbury is here, Sport Development Officer at the NIC. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm less stressed than you.
I know.
Absolutely. So it's one of those visits. I dare say you'll have been getting emails and memos for, well, months now, have you, about this?
No, it's been quite rapid, actually.
Really?
It's probably been in the last week when it's just been going absolutely crazy with information and details. But our guys have got their finger on the pulse. I know Donna's the general manager, and, you know, everything's been, yeah, it's going to be spick and span, and it's going to be a great afternoon.
What is the idea, then, with Prince Harry visiting today? What's he going to be doing? What's he going to be looking at?
So Prince Harry's coming to see the Coach Corps apprentices that have been in Nottingham since January, split out amongst the partners for Team Nottingham, which is a collaboration of the Forest in the community, the county in the community. We've got Trent Bridge, we've got the Nottingham Rugby Club, we've got the National Ice Centre, and we've got Epic Partners. And we work together and we deliver it. The education is delivered by a company called Lifetime Training that are based up at the Ice Centre. So the Ice Centre's been the hub of where the kids have been doing their education. And they've then been going out into the workplace, allocated to each of the sporting venues, and delivering community sports events. So they're involved in things like the Nottinghamshire Sports Games. They've been involved, the Ice Centre, we had an international speed skating competition. So they've actually been like almost like event assistants, event managers, as well as part of their leadership back into schools, back into the community, back in classrooms, delivering PE and sports.
Sounds like a big success.
It's been fantastic. Yeah, they've done really well, because a lot of these youngsters, you know, they've not been to work. They've probably not been the most academic people, but they really have, you know, strived, and it's been a great success seeing them. I'm quite fortunate, because I see them at least, you know, once or twice a week. I remember them back in January. I remember the selection process and that early days, and it's just been great to see them grow, and it's going to be fantastic when they, you know, hopefully some will go on to continue their education, some will go into casual jobs as well at the venue, so that'll be great to see.
It always seems to me that Prince Harry takes a real interest in projects like this. We know he's visiting St Anne, similar kind of idea there. He likes these sort of youth projects that get people from the community involved.
Absolutely, and the real exciting thing about the Nottingham project is that the Royal Foundation just loved the collaboration, working the sports groups working together in such a close proximity. You know, if you walk from the National Ice Centre to the Rugby Club, you fall across County Forest, the Cricket Club, Rugby, and the Ice Rink, you know, all within the space of 20 minutes walk. And I think that's the thing, it's like so we've always talked about this sports corridor, just literally down behind, down London Road, and that's just great. And they love that kind of idea, and now that's been spread out across the country. So 10 cities will be delivering this. So I think they're currently up to 5 cities. I think they're due to announce a couple more, but I know they've just opened one down in Essex. There was a big launch at Lord's last week. So this is a high profile, fantastic you know, project to be involved in, and we're leading that project as the pilot.
Yeah, good. So today, I know part of your job is to sort of, guide him around, introduce him to people. Have you met him before?
Met him back at the private function at Trent Bridge back in, I think it was February. Seems such a long time ago, but he's got charisma. He's cool, he's down to earth, but he knows what he wants. He's going to put demands and make sure things are put in place, and the team around him through the Royal Foundation and the Coach Corps program is, you know, it's well driven. There's some great characters in there, and really got real passion for seeing, like you say, that community drive across the country. But yeah, he's going to be coming across. He's going to be on our plaza. There's going to be some sporting activities out there. So there's some kids from Chetwynd Primary School, and it's half term, so it's great that they've got across. Some children from St Enton and St Anne's as well that are going to be being there. And then once he's into the building, then we'll be getting the kids onto the ice, and he'll be able to see the apprentices delivering the coaching with some of our ice skating coaches as well.
Is he going for a skate? You know,
I'm not quite sure. I don't think he can today. I'd like to hope he changes his mind, but fingers crossed.
Can you imagine the bodyguard's faces? He's going, right, I'm going for a skate. No! What do you call him, by the way? Because it always seems to me, you know, royal etiquette. I think with the Queen, there's all this thing of, it's ma'am, isn't it? It's not ma'am, it's ma'am. And do you bow or whatever? And there's no, you know, various world leaders have got into trouble for putting their arm around her waist, and it's certainly a no-no. What strikes me, Prince Harry, is somewhat more relaxed.
Yeah, I'll wait for him to
call him H.
I'll wait for him to take the lead, and then I'll go with the flow. But I'm going for Prince Harry. Yes, that's what I'm going for. That's my take.
But sounds like a safe option.
2002 was the last time we had royalty at the Ice Centre when it was opened officially by the Queen. So,
really?
Yeah, so it's
been a while.
Yeah, it does, yes.
Enjoy today. Best you can. I'm sure afterwards you'll be able to take a bit of a breath and really soak in the atmosphere. Sure, it's going to go great. Matt Bradbury from the National Ice Centre on BBC Radio Nottingham. So, what about you when it comes to royalty?